On today's show, we're going to talk about investing in real estate during a recession and why it's the best move that you can make. Trust me, we've seen it all. And holy smokes, are we headed for a big recession right now? Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris. Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company where we build brand new construction properties for our clients. And then is fully managed by the property management teams in the markets where we build them. So if you're interested in that, check out the links in the description below, and we'd be happy to jump on the phone with you and talk with you for 30 minutes at no cost at all. So today we're going to talk about why real estate is one of my favorite ways to build long-term passive income, plus act as a hedge against this crazy volatility that we're seeing right now and these inflationary numbers, which continue to go up. You know, the Biden administration over the past couple of weeks has been touting the Biden economy, and yet the new numbers just came out and they are scary. The inflation number went up once again. And we just announced we're sending another $10 billion to Ukraine in economic aid. So this printing money machine continues, and the value of the US dollar continues to decline. So we're seeing this in the stock market, right? The volatility. Jobs are scarce right now. We're seeing a lot of people right now losing their jobs, unfortunately. Every day in our daily newsletter, we're covering thousands of new layoffs at different companies and across all different sectors. Walmart, Amazon, banks. You know what's bad when banks are laying people off? And the economy remains unpredictable. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we saw stocks doing really nicely for a few days, and then boom, right back down again. I don't want my family's future tied to that type of investing. Don't let this scare you off, though, from investing, especially when it comes to real estate. Not all investments are made the same, and real estate is totally different than the bond market and the stock market. It's a tangible asset that you own versus a piece of paper in a company that really doesn't give you anything at all. If that company goes belly up, no, you're not going to get anything as a result of it. In fact, now more than ever, investing in real estate is one of the best moves that you can make during a recession. Here's why. It's stable. Unlike stocks and bonds, real estate investments tend to stay relatively stable during times of economic uncertainty. Now, even if there is an overall decrease in some home values, which we've seen over the last year, like we had this like crazy hot real estate market over the past like 5 years, right? And even during the pandemic, holy smokes, it exploded, right? So seeing a little bit of a reduction in prices, so we're seeing some prices that are flat right now. Great. That's actually great for investors to jump in right now. I frankly don't care about the values of my rental properties. I own a lot of rental properties. I don't really care about the values of them because I'm holding them forever. I care about the cash flow, and I care about it as a tax vehicle, as a tax haven to protect me from having to pay Uncle Sam a lot of money. By using it that way, then you really start to understand that appreciation on properties is icing on the cake. It continues to go up, that they typically always do. So when I get this little period of flatness right now, I don't care much, but it's a great time for investors to jump in as an opportunity, right? They rarely drop, and we rarely see homes dropping drastically as investments in other areas do, like the stock market. 2008, 2007 was an anomaly. The reason it was an anomaly is because people were allowed to get mortgages with no jobs. That is gone. Gone are those days, my friend. Also, homes were being artificially inflated in value because of this collusion between the appraisers and the mortgage lenders. And it was really dirty. And even the real estate agents, of course, were able to pick the appraiser that they wanted and send them out and tell them, hey, John, I need that property to be valued at $300,000, even though 2 weeks ago it sold for $280,000. Doesn't matter. John, I need you to... And then they get a little cut of that money. It was dirty. Gone are those days. Laws have changed now. That can't happen. So that means that even if there is a dip in value in your property, your investment will remain relatively secure and you won't have to worry about taking a huge loss on your investment. Next, it pays over time. Thanks to the power of compound interest, over time, your investments will grow with each rental payment or sale price increase you receive. Not only that, but when you invest in real estate during a recession, You get to enjoy the benefits of potentially lower prices and higher interest rates due to reduced demands for home and mortgages right now. This means that over time, your investment could turn into a very lucrative endeavor. In fact, we just had a big team meeting here at Morris Invest, and it was great to see the whole team. And one of the things we talked about in the meeting room was, holy smokes, people have no idea what's about to happen to property values in the next year to 2 years. Because right now we've got higher mortgage rates, right? Because of inflation. We've got higher mortgage rates because of inflation, but we have such incredible demand for properties. We have a housing shortage of 3.8 million units. That was the new update from Pew Research that just came out this week. We need 3.8 million properties. And that number even sounds a little bit low to some of the other numbers I've heard. But nevertheless, think about a builder coming in. Like when we build, we're building about 400 to 500 homes this year. That's a drop in the bucket. Like we're building 500 new construction properties for our clients that will rent up and be great rentals for families. That is a drop in the bucket. I like to think it's a lot, you know, to our team, it sounds like a lot, but it's not when it compared to we need 3.8 million of them. So what's about to happen, guys, is that if these mortgage rates drop even just a little bit, all of that pent-up demand for first-time homebuyers, all of those millennials that right now just are, they can't quite afford it because their job pays them a certain amount. And if they, you know, if they get that higher, slightly higher interest rate, then it really is going to make them stretched for that month. You know, every month they're just not going to be able to make that mortgage payment. So once those mortgage interest rates drop just a little bit, boom, holy smokes, it's going to explode. So imagine now if you bought a property for maybe 10, 15% less than really what it's going to be in a few months. And then you see the market just explode in value. And you are going to be sitting on appreciation. You're going to have, of course, the tax benefits of this property, a very lucrative endeavor indeed. So folks have no idea what's coming. Really, really don't. I mean, that's what I'm telling you. Get ready, folks. You also have more options when it comes to real estate. When it comes to investing in real estate during a recession, there are plenty of options available for you to explore, from buying properties outright and renting them out to getting them, you know, if you want to be involved in like a fix and flip project or a vacation rental like an Airbnb. There's tons of opportunities for new investors to take advantage of. My personal favorite is the build to rent option. Now, a number of years ago, we used to do fix and flip properties, and it just makes no sense anymore. Personally, you might like to do it. You might like to watch those DIY shows on HGTV or whatever and think that you're going to buy a little diamond in the rough and fix it up, but then you're dealing with all sorts of deferred maintenance down the line because it's an older house, and it just ends up being more of a headache than it's worth. So to have a new construction property built from the ground up, like what we're doing, is a game changer. You get the tax benefits through the cost segregation analysis because you get to accelerate that depreciation in those first few years in a way that you can't with a fix and flip property. Plus, you get the benefit of knowing it's brand new. You're not going to have to fix anything. You know, you might be setting aside 40% for maintenance and repairs and all of that stuff. Knowing that that 40% you're setting aside is all gravy, it's all profit because you're not using it to fix a water heater or to fix a roof. Not for another 20 years. So again, all of these things are meant to show you there's options. Plus, when you're doing all of these things right, these types of investments can provide passive income streams that can help cushion any potential losses that might show up down the road during an economic downturn. So while, yes, I am a passive income investor and I love the cash flow from my rental properties, I like to think of them as tax havens, right? When I own real estate, and the reason I buy until I die is because I don't want to pay taxes to Uncle Sam. I want to continue to put properties in my asset column that I can borrow against, that I can claim on depreciation on my taxes. And yes, also get to have that nice cash flow that comes in every month from the tenants in those properties. So investing in real estate, guys, during a recession isn't just possible. It's actually really, really smart. With the prices that are sort of flat right now and higher than normal mortgage rates, you know, what you're sitting on right now is an opportunity. You're sitting on an opportunity because as soon as these mortgage rates drop just a little bit, these prices are going to skyrocket. And the demand, already pent-up demand, is going to explode. And all of those first-time home buyers are going to swoop in and try to take the properties that you might have an opportunity to pick up right now. And of course, you can always refinance it later. So if you Want to go down a point in a mortgage rate later? Great, you can do that. But remember, all of those things are a write-off on your taxes as well. So, you know, to be stressed about a slightly higher than normal mortgage rate, it's getting an asset in your asset column that a bank is financing and you're putting down 25%, right? Think about it in those terms, and it kind of takes the edge off that higher than normal mortgage rate. So with relatively stable prices right now and plenty of options available for new investors right now, investing in real estate can pay off big time down the line as you have these increased property values and passive income streams, both providing potential returns on your initial investment over time. And then add in all the amazing tax benefits. And then you add in potentially lower purchase prices due to reduced demand right now, because if you have the higher interest rates right now and people are like, fighting, can't get that extra dollar together to get that higher than normal mortgage rate. Oh man, now's the perfect time. It's clear while investing in real estate during an economic downturn is one of the smartest decisions you can make for both short-term and long-term success. Again, if you'd like to book a call with our team at Morris Invest, we'd love to jump on the phone with you and help chart a path to your financial freedom. We also have our financial freedom cheat sheet, which is totally free. And all you need to do to get it is go to morrisinvest.com/freedom and download that 3-page PDF, which could really change your life. We'll see you next time, everyone.